I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson. So glad you're joining us here. I do solo episodes. I also do guest episodes with women in midlife who are doing incredible things, as well as experts who can help us in every aspect of our life, from business to health and wellness to sex to finance, you name it. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor, please subscribe and leave a review because that will help other women find this. You can learn more about me at allison-jacobson.com, and you can also find my book on Amazon, Daily Inspirations for Midlife Women, A Guide to Peace, Joy, Confidence, and Abundance. So this episode was a webinar I did for women trying to get past those plateaus and those success blocks in both personal and professional life. They just couldn't figure out why they weren't achieving more. So in this episode, I'm breaking down why your subconscious is sabotaging you, plus the four fears that could be stopping you and how to get past them. So hope you enjoy this episode.
Let's start out making sure you're clear about what you're going after, especially if it's a financial goal, which it usually is, making more money in your business, making more money for yourself. You know, it can't just be a dollar figure. What does that dollar figure really mean to you? When I have clients that come to me and I say, I want to make $100,000. Well, great, but why? What is that going to buy you? Is it going to buy you independence? And by independence, I mean, is it going to allow you to quit a job? Is it going to allow you to get a divorce? Is it going to allow you to be on your own in some way? Is it security? Are you worried about the future? For me, that's what that money meant to me. It meant safety. It meant security because I also am the caregiver for my husband who has primary progressive MS. I'm also the caregiver for my son with intellectual disabilities, and my mom lives with us. So I am the moneymaker, and that represents security for me, knowing I can care for all these people in my life. Maybe it's power. Maybe you've always been working for somebody else, and maybe you're just so frustrated that you can't leave your regular job and start this. So maybe it's power, maybe it's adventure, maybe it's freedom. So the reality is you've got to be really clear on what success means for you. Because if you don't know what success is, how can you actually decide if you're successful yet? You absolutely can't. And the universe can't deliver to you if you have vague goals. You've got to be really specific, and you've got to have a great and powerful why. Let's talk about your passion. What is it that lights you up? And I want you to think about, is what you're doing right now what you really want to do? Is it that powerful why, or is it what you think you should do? Maybe you grew up where your mom was a lawyer, your dad was a doctor, everybody in your family is a doctor or lawyer, so you feel the pressure to be a doctor or lawyer. And maybe you hate that. Maybe you want to be a veterinarian. Maybe, like, I don't know, whatever you want to be, but you're not doing it because you feel obligated to do something else. If you are not working from your great and powerful why, it's not going to work because you've got to go all in. Are you taking action every day? It does not have to be these big, huge action items. They could be really small. It could be making one phone call, sending one email, going to one networking event, but keep taking those actions. It's resilience. It's tenacity. It is just keeping going, moving forward with the slightest little bit of movement. like I said, I ran the New York City Marathon. I started out only able to run 1 mile a day, but I kept at it. I kept at it. I kept at it. And soon I got to 3 miles and then 7 miles. You just have to keep going. So you could at this point be saying, but Allison, I'm clear on my goal. I'm taking action every day and I'm still stuck. What the heck is going on? Okay, this is where it usually comes into the four reasons. First reason is you have a fear of failure or criticism. So stopping somewhere because you're afraid people are going to criticize you for not knowing enough, for not being good enough, you know, whatever that is. You could have a fear of change. You just absolutely hate change. You can't imagine changing your systems and your planning. You can't imagine getting to that next level because that next level represents change and you'd rather stay right where you are. You could have a fear of being considered a fraud, right? That's the imposter syndrome where you feel like you're just not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're afraid that somebody's going to call you out on really not being that quote unquote expert that you think you should be. And by the way, you don't need to be an expert in what you're doing. You just need to provide value. You need to help somebody. Somebody out there, many people out there need your help the way you give it. Or you could have a fear of success. And what I mean by this, that might sound strange, but if you grew up in a family that struggled financially, that was blue collar, that never had entrepreneurs, this could be tough on you breaking away from your family and the way you were and fear of losing people, right? So you could have that fear of success. What I want you to know is all of these things come from learned beliefs. Those are the things that we heard from our parents, we heard growing up from teachers, all of that. Those are learned beliefs. And those learned beliefs get into our subconscious brain. Now, our conscious thoughts are what we really want to do, but our subconscious brain is impacting that. Your conscious thoughts are impacting your state of being. Your state of being is, you know, you're confident, you're not confident, you, whatever those are, how your state of being, and that state of being is impacting your actions you take, which impact the results. And so I'm going to give you an example about this. So say the result you want is getting new clients. The action that you might be taking is sending out newsletters, going to networking events, being on social media. Those might be your actions. But your state of being is impacting how you show up in those actions. And what I mean is, say, for example, you are really stressed out and desperate for money. Well, the tone of those emails that are going out may sound desperate. The way you are talking at the networking meetings is coming across not as confident, as proactive, as value, but please, please hire me, hire me, hire me, right? Because you're in that state of being. So that state of being is really impacting those actions. Now, let's go back. Your conscious thought might be, I want to make money, right? But your subconscious thought could be, I'm not smart enough to be successful. Now, where did that subconscious thought comes from? It goes back to your parents, the lawyer and the doctor, who say, you've got to have an MBA or a doctorate to be successful. So that learned belief is going into that subconscious brain of yours saying you're not smart enough, which is impacting and going against that conscious thought that you have, I want to make money, causing you to have this stressed out, desperate state of being because you really don't believe you deserve the success. And that's causing you to act in a certain way. Everything comes from your subconscious brain. Now that starts, like I said, with your learned beliefs. And what I want you to know is your learned beliefs aren't your fault. You didn't choose them. They got into your brain from your parents. I'm not blaming your parents. Your parents were who they were and whatever they believed, but they passed that along to you. So they taught you these beliefs, okay, or any others that you have. Here's what I want you to understand, though. That next sentence is the most important thing. A belief is just a thought. You continue to think again and again and again and again until it becomes your truth. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's simply something that you've been told or experienced over and over and over again. So again, an example of this is your thought is, I'm not successful because I don't have an MBA. So you think this constantly and constantly and constantly. It's not that it's right or wrong. It's just what you've been told. And now you consider it a truth. But it's really not. Your belief about success is not the truth. It's just something that you've learned. It's in your subconscious brain, these beliefs. Everything is based on your subconscious mind. And your subconscious is always looking out for threats. Our subconscious brain is the same subconscious brain that we had in caveman days. It has not evolved. Our world has changed, but our subconscious brain has not. And our subconscious brain was always told, protect, 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 fight or flight. And so it's always looking for threats. Now we no longer have a lion chasing us, wanting to eat us, but that subconscious brain is always on the lookout for those threats. It doesn't like change. It likes normal patterns. So even if you're miserable not having a life partner, even if you're miserable in your current job, even if you know you need to present to get more clients, the subconscious says, no, 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 no. Those are dangerous thoughts. They may be a threat. So I'm going to tell you to stay right where you are, right where that safe place of what you know. And even if what you know and what you're experiencing now is not what you want and it's miserable or even just boring or hitting a wall, your subconscious is keeping you there some way. So every time you go to make that new bold move, your subconscious is sabotaging you, keeping you back. Now that can look like a lot of different things. It can look like procrastination, right? I can tell you this, when I am writing a new podcast for just that I'm doing, if it's not coming to me immediately, I'll all of a sudden think, oh, I need to check emails, or, oh, I need to go get lunch, or, oh, I need to scroll on social media and find a recipe, right? Our brain is stopping us from doing that thing we should do by procrastination. Or it's stopping us with denial, right? If we want to build our business to the next level, that might take hiring someone, but we're in denial. I can do it all myself. I don't need to hire somebody. The subconscious wants to keep you working by yourself because bringing on another person or a subcontractor is different, and different is dangerous to your subconscious brain. Okay, so like I said, we're here to get past this. I want to give you some action items to get past this. The first thing, like I said, is take consistent action. Make it repetitive. When I was training to run for the New York City Marathon, there were days I didn't want to get out of bed. It was either 95 degrees or maybe it was rainy. I didn't want to do it, but I had to get into the habit of it. I had to start running. And as soon as I got into the habit, all of a sudden it was a pattern. And my brain no longer, not only did my brain no longer resist it, my brain embraced it. I loved it because all of a sudden I was seeing success and I was doing the same thing over and over again. My brain no longer had to think about it. It just came naturally to me and it was getting even better. It was getting rewarded as well. So this is the same thing like driving a car, learning to play the piano. Piano is a perfect example. You want to learn to play the piano at a certain level. Well, you've got to practice, practice, practice. But all of a sudden, your fingers are going to know exactly where to go on those keys. You're going to know how to do it like you've been doing it all your life. That is the subconscious brain taking it out of the conscious thoughts and just doing it naturally. Define your identity. Who do you want to be? You cannot say, in 5 years from now, I want to be an amazing podcaster. You need to define yourself now as a successful podcaster. Here's a couple reasons for that, or a great leader, or a great pianist, whatever it is. You need to act the part now so that your state of mind is changing. And once that state of being changes, your actions change. So I knew 2 years ago, I wanted to have a great podcast. And so I already started to think of myself as a successful podcaster. That allowed me to go out and say to certain people, hey, I want you to be on my podcast. Not, oh, please, please, would you be on my podcast? It was, I want you on it. It was me saying to them, this is of value to you. If I hadn't thought of myself already as a successful podcaster, I would have approached them in that different way of asking, begging, kind of being whiny, right? Instead of being proactive and action-oriented. So that's why you need to act now as you want to. What's on the other side of that plateau? Where is that block? Who do you want to be once you get past that plateau? Start embodying that person today. Most importantly, and I was just talking to somebody about this today, be happy now. You can't say, once I reach $100,000, I'll be happy. Once I meet that amazing partner, I'll be happy. Once I take that trip, I'll be happy. You got to be happy now. You got to be happy along the journey, because if you're always delaying, if you're always saying your happiness is based on that, and you are not happy now, once again, what's going to happen? That's going to impact your actions, your state of being, and you're never going to get the results you want. Be happy now. Okay, so here are these coaching questions. The first one is, think of that goal you have. What is that goal that you're not reaching now that you are blocked by? In the moment when you need to take that action or make that decision, what's your biggest temptation or distraction? What's stopping you? If in order to get to that next goal, if that next goal is get 5 more people working for me, what's stopping you from right at that moment of pulling the trigger and hiring a social media person or hiring a VA or redoing your business plan or your model? What's the biggest temptation or distraction stopping you? Maybe it's, oh, I'm just going to look at my email one more time. Or maybe it's, oh my gosh, I need to do this right now. Whatever that distraction or temptation is, what is it usually for you? Because whatever it is, decide, I'm going to turn off my email. Recognize that's your temptation of distraction and stop it. Question 2, in what ways do you most lack discipline? The consistency plus the perseverance is what's going to get you there. What is stopping you from discipline? Going back to my running. If I did not get out of bed the minute my alarm hit, I would say, oh, I'm going to snooze a little longer. Oh, I'm going to snooze a little longer. All of a sudden, I don't have as much time as I need for my run. Because at the end, my run's got to be about 2 hours. So I needed to build in that time. Where are you lacking the discipline in what you want to do? And then in what ways do you lack self-control? Where is it that you are impacting in the minute, heat of the moment to take action? Where are you lacking staying with it, understanding that this path you're going to take, it may take a while to get there, but I'm going to stick with it and I'm going to do this specific action over and over and over again. That's what I want you to think about. I hope this helped. I hope you got something out of this and look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.